Embryo adoption can be an emotional and challenging journey, which is why I am discussing what to do when you don't feel safe enough to share about your journey with family and friends. So, find a cozy spot, grab your favorite healthy snack, and welcome to the Nurturery for Fertility. Hello, overcomers. Welcome to the Nurturery for Fertility podcast. I'm Jasmine, wife, dog mama, unapologetic foodie, and holistic fertility health coach. Have you been trying to conceive for years with no success and are now feeling frustrated, hopeless, lost? Believe me, I get it. My husband and I are over a decade into our trying to conceive journey, and it was one filled with heartbreak and feeling lost until we decided to seek God's unique path to our fertility and intentionally steward our health in preparation for our victory babies. Each week on the podcast, you will learn how to nurture your body for conception, maintain hope as you continue your unique fertility journey, and biblical truths that will strengthen your faith as you trust God for your victory baby. Join me as we journey to overcome infertility together. Navigating the path of embryo adoption and donation can feel overwhelming and isolating. Maybe you have joined a Facebook group in search of a community, but you still don't feel comfortable asking questions or sharing parts of your journey without posting anonymously. Perhaps you have asked questions and received little engagement, or it was lost in the shuffle of other posts. Even after being a part of an online social media group, you still feel alone. I see you, and your embryo adoption journey matters to me. Your story is the reason why I crafted the Epikaizo Tribe. This is an intimate and specialized fertility health coaching group for women who are experiencing challenges on their embryo adoption journey and desire to have a close-knit tribe to cheer them on. In the Epikaizo Tribe, you not only receive fertility group coaching to help you confidently address challenges, such as repeated failed frozen embryo transfers, but you also have a safe space to process the challenging parts and celebrate the victories. To learn more, please visit my website at www.edensnurturary.com. Hey, overcomers. On last week's episode, I discussed embryo adoption and the powerful revelation that the Holy Spirit gave me about it. So if you haven't already, go back and check it out. But today, I want to talk to you all about the importance of having community while on this unique journey, but what to do when you don't feel like you're safe enough to share with those who are closest to you. And so one of the things that I have seen in some of the groups that I am a part of online is that couples who are going through the embryo adoption journey, they are struggling with who to share it with, right? And they may feel like they're not ready for everyone to know. So even though there is a growing awareness about embryo adoption and donation, it is still not widely known and even less understood by many people. And so they feel like it could be scary to share, vulnerable. And sometimes when you're going through this journey of overcoming infertility, sometimes you just don't feel like educating people about it, right? About different aspects of your journey. And usually couples who have gone through or are going through embryo adoption, they've already been down multiple avenues in pursuit of trying to have a biological child. And so they may not feel up to educating their friends and family about embryo adoption and donation. And they also may not want to deal with their opinions about it because it still is very sensitive and it's a vulnerable fertility journey. And so when you walk this journey, you sometimes just want people who get it, right? People who understand what you are going through and you just want to talk about it with them. And so you don't want to have to break down every little detail. And I've seen where couples are tired of trying to justify their emotions only to be met with Christian cliches is what I like to call them, such as, did you pray about it? Or just give it to God and it'll happen, right? It's like, that is not helpful. And also, as if you didn't already pray about those things. Most couples I know who are on this journey or thinking about this journey are praying and asking the Lord for guidance and direction. So that just feels really frustrating and dismissive. And I think that that's really hard. And so when you have people who just get it, who have walked this path, it's like, I don't have to explain what I'm feeling. You kind of just, you understand. And that's so comforting. And when you choose the path of embryo adoption and donation, your life is about to change, whether it results in a pregnancy or a pregnancy loss, right? Your life is going to be impacted. And when you're going through this, you may not be ready to share such a huge change with those closest to you. And I want you to know, for those of you that may be struggling with whether or not to share or feel guilty for not sharing, it is okay. I want you to know that you do not owe anyone access to your fertility journey. Yes, having support is nice with those you feel, whom you feel safe with, but you don't owe anybody that. And people may get upset about it, but it's your journey. It's your story. And you're not responsible for how they feel about it. And even if you want support, sometimes it can feel easier to have support that's further away from you, in a sense. They're not so connected to you. And I understand that, because there were times where it felt a lot easier to share about our journey with people who weren't necessarily in my everyday life, and with people who just got it and I didn't have to explain anything and I could cry and they understood. So I get that. And I want you to know that that's okay. Another reason that couples may not want to share with family and friends is that they may want the support, but it can feel easier and safer to wait until they get farther into the process. Because if you are on this journey or you're considering this journey, you know, it comes with a lot of unknowns depending on the pathway you're choosing. It's a lot, whether that's through a clinic, whether that is through a traditional adoption agency or matching privately. There are so many unknowns. It could be unpredictable. And so you may want to wait till you get further into that process. And some couples even want to wait until they have a positive pregnancy test and they're further along in their pregnancy. And I get that, especially when you are overcoming infertility. You have experienced loss after loss. And that doesn't just mean a pregnancy loss. That could mean the loss of being able to conceive altogether, or the loss of intimacy with your spouse because you've got to do things medically. And so I can understand the hesitation to want to share this, because you're also vulnerable when you're going through embryo adoption. And so you've been through enough. And I feel like there should be no pressure to share your story when you're not ready, and that you have every right to share it with who you want to when you're ready. Another thing that I recognized and seen is that the uncertainty of embryo adoption and donation also breeds secrecy, because you don't know what's going to happen. And saying, oh, this is, we're on this next step, and then something changes, means you have to re-explain, you have to give reasons why, listen to everybody's opinions about what you should have done, and you should talk to your doctor about this. Why didn't you do that? That is already adds more anxiety and overwhelm to a situation that is already anxiety-inducing sometimes and overwhelming. And so sometimes it's that it's just easier not to share with people, because then you don't have to explain. And yes, it's hard because it's isolating, but sometimes the isolation feels a lot easier, or at least bearable, than having to deal with the thousands of questions that everybody has, especially when they don't get it. And so I get it and I understand. And again, I'm going to keep saying this, is that you don't owe anybody your story, and you don't have to open up right away if you don't want to. And for many couples who are going through embryo adoption, it feels like their last hope of experiencing pregnancy and childbirth. And we know that the Lord can do the impossible, and He does the impossible. However, in our humanness, it feels scary not knowing if this will work, because I know what it's like to believe God to do the impossible, like Luke 1:37 says, and still get those negative pregnancy tests month after month after month. And it is hard to keep rebuilding your spiritual grit and your faith to believe again and again. And you still do, but it's still that part of you is tinged by it not happening yet. And so there's always this uncertainty with embryo adoption that the transfer may not work. And it can be scary to be vulnerable with others about how you really feel, because then when you do, if your feelings are minimized, then it can cause you to feel guilt, shame, condemnation, or stop sharing altogether, which I experienced all of those when we were going through our journey in the beginning, because I was at first reaching out, grasping for support, and I didn't have it as much as I needed. And like I said, my sister really stuck with me through that. But it was like when I would tell people outside of her, it was really hard. They didn't fully understand. So I was met with a lot of cliches. I was met with well, if you just prayed and believed more, it would have happened by now. And so that caused guilt and shame and condemnation. And a lot of times I stopped sharing altogether. And over time, I started to deal with it alone. And I wish that I had somebody, because on the inside, I was screaming. But externally, I had that fake plastic smile, like everything was okay. And yes, we combat our fears with the truth of the Lord's word. But it also feels frustrating when we have these very real feelings that are dismissed by others. And so one thing I like to share with people is that even though Jesus knew that he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he still took the time to experience grief. He still took the time to experience his emotions. And so for people to tell you to sort of just get over it and just believe, that what do I do with the pain that I'm feeling? Like, I can believe God and still cry. I can believe God and still be frustrated. I can believe God and still say, if it's possible, take this cup of suffering from me. We've seen Jesus go through the range of emotions. And so to tell people to just kind of get over it, it frustrates me, if you can't tell. So I want you to know that, yes, you don't give in to fear. However, minimizing it with the Christian cliches, such as just have faith or God said, don't fear. If you have fear, then you don't have faith. It severely undermines your very real experience and emotions, especially when you already know these things and you believe these things. So that's where I feel like having a community that understands is important, because if you don't, and you're sharing these with people who don't get it, then you just feel unseen, misunderstood, and hurt, which already compounds a painful journey. And so this is why, if you're desiring to have a community, it is important to have those who are supportive of you and to connect with others who are walking the same or at least a similar journey, because they understand your grief, they understand your pain, the loss, and the what ifs. Because yes, you have faith, but I know for me, there were times where I was like, well, what if it's not God's will? Or what if he doesn't do it this way? Or what if this doesn't happen? And yes, I trust you, but sometimes what I think he's going to do, it doesn't look how I thought he was going to do it. And I'm sure many of us have experienced that. And that's very real. And so I think that's why it's important to have that community. And also that every detail does not need to be explained. Your feelings aren't minimized, because they've been there before too. And they know what it's like to pour out your heart, only to be met with superficial understanding or told that it will all happen in God's timing, so you should just try to enjoy life. That would also frustrate me too, because it's like I can enjoy life and still grieve the journey that I'm going through. Like, you don't have to experience only one set of feelings. They can coexist. And for me, like, it felt incredibly dismissive of the immense heartache that I was living through. And some days I was emotionally barely, like, by a hair hanging on, but I put on that phony smile because I couldn't take one more emotional dagger, because I would just fall apart. And this is why it's important to me that you all have a safe space while you are on this very unique journey to overcoming infertility. Another thing is that there is so much uncertainty that comes with embryo adoption and donation, and it can be difficult having to repeatedly explain why something did or didn't work, especially when they haven't walked it. And although it may not be intentional to be mean, but again, when you're going through this unique journey, right, like so much happens to your body, and you can do all of this and experience a failed transfer, and then having to explain that repeatedly, and people not understanding how painful it is for you to have to keep resharing about your failed FET and be questioned why you did or didn't do something is emotionally difficult and exhausting, especially if you're still processing yourself. Because I've seen where couples are like, we just did our transfer, and then they go through the wait, and then they get a negative pregnancy test. And then they're like, our families want to know, and we're not sure if we're ready to share. We're still processing, but people are getting upset about it. And I feel like that is really hard because you're already still trying to process this yourself, and you're not given that space and that time to share when you're ready. And so it gets really hard because the more people in your circle who know, the more difficult it becomes to process the hard parts of your journey privately, because then you're getting bombarded with texts and different phone calls, and you're stuck with, do I share? Do I answer the phone? Do I reply back? And then people might get upset because you're taking too long to reply back. And for me, I feel like you have every right not to share because this is your fertility journey and no one else's. However, people still get really sensitive around the topics of pregnancy and infertility, especially family and friends. And so I think that one thing you shouldn't be worrying about while you're on this journey is whether or not family members or friends' feelings are going to be hurt if you aren't ready to share. And if they are, and if people are getting upset with you, then maybe it's time to rethink who's in your village while you're going through this process. When you have a tribe, especially as a woman going through embryo adoption, and when you have that tribe of women who are navigating the same journey, they understand if on the day of a procedure or a pregnancy test day, you don't update the chat group or immediately jump on the phone to share details of how everything went or the last test results. And if they call and you don't answer, they understand that you may not be ready to talk about it. And it's not a personal slight against them. They were there. They know what that feels like and that it takes time. And you shouldn't be bombarded with repeated missed phone calls and texts from people hounding you for results or guilting you into giving updates when you're not ready. Again, you lose so much autonomy going through this journey. You lose privacy going through this journey. You experience so much to your body and your emotions. You shouldn't have other people who say they care about you telling you how you should go through this process. And so your tribe should give you space to process your feelings and thoughts and grace to do so in your own time, yet also be right there for you when you are ready to share. And they're not offended by it. They're not upset with you. And they get it. And they're like, when you're ready, I am right here. So this is why I created the Epikaizo tribe, to offer a safe and intimate space for you to connect with other women who are also on this journey, and they just get it. And you don't have to be afraid to be vulnerable. You don't have to be afraid that people are not going to talk to you the next week if you didn't reply to their message. They understand and they get it, and they're right there with grace and compassion when you are ready to share. Another thing that I see, and another reason why I see that people are not feeling safe enough to share this journey with family and friends, is that it is hard that when we love them and we want them to be included because they are so close to us, but they also have the most potential to intentionally or unintentionally hurt us. And I say intentionally because I have seen in some of the online spaces where women share some of the most hurtful things that their families have said to them regarding embryo adoption. And it absolutely hurts my heart to its core. And I just wish when I see those things that I could jump through the screen and hug them, because when I tell you, and these are coming from like Christian family members, when I tell you some of the things that I have seen, it's like, how could you even say that about somebody and say it to somebody that you claim that you love and care about? And I already know that embryo adoption is a sensitive journey, and so keeping it a secret from those close to you may be a way that you guard your heart through this journey, guard your faith through this journey, preserve your sanity, because it's already hard enough. Why put that added pressure on yourself when you truly don't have to? Another thing that I've seen is the fear of being judged. And so, although there are more and more people who are learning about embryo adoption, it is still not widely known. And in my experience, I have rarely seen it offered as a fertility option. And so this can make it challenging to share with family and friends, because oftentimes they've never heard of it. And the first time they're hearing about it is when you're sharing. And we can't control how people react, but when you're going through such a sensitive journey, their reactions impact you. And so you're feeling vulnerable. It can feel scary to share this with those who are closest to us, because they have the most potential to hurt us. And they also have the potential to talk you out of doing it, because close family and friends are influential for all of us. And so protecting that, protecting your journey, protecting your decision could mean you not including those who are closest to you that you feel and know that are not going to be supportive. And that's okay. Again, you don't owe that to anyone. But I do believe that having a small tribe is important. And it's something that I wish I had had in the beginning of our journey, because having a tribe means that we have a safe space and we have consistent people who just get it. And most of the time, we don't need a lot of people to be a part of our tribe, but just a small, intimate group of people we can go to, we can call on, we can say, this is hard. I don't know why I'm going through this. Why did this happen to us? And they don't judge you for it. They don't tell you a Christian cliche, but they say, yeah, this does hurt, and I'm going to sit here with you through this. So I know that is something that I wish I had, which is why I created the Epikaizo tribe, to provide that safe space with a small number of women who are journeying to overcome infertility through embryo adoption, so they can do it together. And they will also receive specialized support to navigate the health challenges, because it's not only about getting pregnant and having a successful transfer, but it's also about being a healthy woman and also having a healthy baby. And so when I was really thinking about what do women going through the embryo adoption process need, I've seen in some of the social media groups that people are telling these women just to be thankful because they get to do this journey. Or I've even seen where one woman shared, well, I'm pregnant, but I'm experiencing grief because, you know, not having a biological child. And people would told her to just be thankful you're pregnant. And I'm like, no, you can grieve not having a biological child and still be so thankful that you get to do embryo adoption. And I feel like there's space for grief and thankfulness to coexist. And like I said, even though Jesus knew he would raise Lazarus, and he got to be thankful to the Lord for hearing him and answering his prayer to raise Lazarus, he still took the time to process that and feel it. And so I think that's why there should be a space, a safe space for women who are going through this journey to have. And if you don't feel like you have friends, or that your friends don't understand, or your family doesn't understand, but you want community, I get it. And I think it's okay to cultivate a tribe outside of those who are closest to you to walk with you through this journey. And the Epikaizo tribe provides a community and a place where you can process every aspect of your journey without being criticized. So in my group, you are seen, your questions are answered, and I check in on you, and your group members check in on you, and you feel supported. And that is really why this is so close to my heart, because I really wish that we had had support going through our journey in the beginning. And I'm grateful for our little tribe now, because they get me through the hard days. But I also want you to have that. And I also want you to know that you are important and your journey is important, and protecting your peace throughout your journey is okay. And if people are upset with you about it, then that's something they have to work through with themselves. So to all the couples out there who are journeying to overcome infertility through embryo adoption, know that you get to share your story with who you want, when you want, and how you want. If you do not feel safe sharing with those closest to you, then don't. You don't owe them inside access to your fertility journey. You've been through enough already. And if you are a woman journeying through embryo adoption and would like a small support tribe, please visit my website at www.edensnurturary.com or click on the link below to join the wait list. As always, I am so honored to cover you all in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for every couple, every woman who is journeying to overcome infertility through this beautifully unique journey of embryo adoption and donation. I thank you that you have prepared their hearts to receive the M-babies who are for them. I thank you for guiding them and giving them wisdom in every aspect of their decision making. I thank you for bringing them a tribe of women and people to support them, Lord God. And may they not experience guilt, shame, or condemnation for any decisions that they are making throughout this journey, because you love them, you care for them, and you see them, Lord God. And I thank you that you have inclined your ears to our prayers, that you are mindful of us, and that you deeply, truly love us. May we experience your victory over infertility, Father God. And I just thank you for these precious souls who are listening, that you will bless them, that your healing virtue will pour out over them, and that they will experience victory on this side of heaven. In your precious Son's name, amen. Please subscribe and join me back here next week at the Nurturary for Fertility podcast, where I will be discussing the pain of experiencing multiple failed frozen embryo transfers and how to navigate the unknowns. Thank you so much for being with me today, and I pray that you overcome infertility and flourish. Hey, overcomers. Thank you so much for journeying with me this week. Before you go, would you please click the follow button and leave a review? Leaving a review ensures that other couples like you find this show so that they too can overcome infertility. Well, tribe, Lord willing, we will journey together next week. In the meantime, I want you to remember, you are not alone, and together, we can overcome infertility.